What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Between Two Tackles. I'm your host, Alex Spinelli, and alongside me, as always, is Ray Volo. Ray, my man, how we feeling? We got a nice little group today with the position rankings. We've got the interior offensive line today. How we doing, buddy?
Yeah, it's good, man. We love the big uglies inside, so it'll be a good episode. And honestly, for a class, I feel like back in December, this class was kind of getting shit on a little bit. They were talking about how it was a weak interior offensive line class, not that many good centers. And there could quite literally be three centers drafted in the first round or potential centers. So very interesting to see. I'm curious to see how we have these stacked because there's a few of my guys in this group and I'm not sure if they can be your guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think we had a collective guy over summer that we'll get to.
You're trying to claim my guy?
No. He was a year guy, but I had him very high in our tackle ranking over summer too. He was definitely a year guy.
Good.
But yeah, I thought this was a good group. I was pretty surprised because, like you said, I feel like at the beginning of this draft cycle, it was kind of these interior players weren't going to go maybe until the third round, and then we may end up having three, like you said, go in the first round. And I think one other one is probably a lock for the second round that we'll talk about. So a very interesting group, and I think there are a lot of guys who could see the field early in their career. Let's get right to it, though. Let's get to our top fives. Who you got at number five?
For me, I got Dominic Pooney from Kansas at five. This is a guy who'll probably, spoiler alert, he'll probably be on the My Guys list. I fucking love this player. So he's 6'5", 313, 10 1/8 inch hands, 33 3/8 inch arms. And this is a guy who played tackle this past season for Kansas. He's a 6th-year senior. He played his first four seasons at Central Missouri before transferring to Kansas. And he played 12 games. The first year, he started 12 games at left guard. This year, he kicked out the left tackle, started all 12 games there. So the positives, I mean, that versatility, I love the versatility and experience, rather. 6-year player who's played multiple positions. I love the fact that he can also, I think he's like got the skill set to be versatile in terms of scheme and as well as position. So at the Senior Bowl, I think he played all 5 spots, not mistaken. I think he was even getting reps at center. And I think he's got the ability to play in a zone or a gap scheme. He's just that type of player. For someone who's a limited athlete, so he tested pretty shitty at the combine. I was very disappointed. 5.35 40-yard dash with a 1.86 split. He had a 30-inch vert and an 8.11 broad. So it was a little concerning to say the least. But on tape, he moves really well and he's always in control. I love him as a puller and a lead blocker on screens. He's just someone who can just lead the way and just pave the way. He's really accurate. Plays into control and he has power, which I love. And he's someone who has really good awareness, picking up stunts and blitzes. You can just tell he's been around the block and just knows what he's doing. On the negatives, he plays too high. I mean, what did I say? He's 6'5", right? So it's kind of comes with the territory a little bit, especially because he's a little bit of a stiffer athlete. So I think he's got to really work on that pad level. His punch isn't really sudden. I mean, I feel like he moves people and he's got excellent grip strength, but the punch itself, I feel like it leaves a little bit to be desired, especially when he was out on left tackle. I feel like people would get inside of his chest a little early and because just he was a little late with it. So I think that will be hidden a little bit once he gets moved inside. And then, as I mentioned, the athletic testing is definitely something that, I put a red flag on. I got to go back and just make sure what I saw was real. I went back and I feel like his range may not be the best. He's not going to be a Joe Tippmann out there, just being able to glide all over the place or Jason Kelce. But I think his range is good enough. And just the fact that he's accurate and he just plays it within himself, I think it's going to make him a little better. And he's someone who I think he's just a better athlete on the field. So I'm not overly worried with that. But overall, I think he's someone who's going to be a starting guard within his first year. I think he'll end up getting on the field early year one. And he's someone that if worst comes to worst, you can kick him out the right tackle if you're really in a bind. So I love that versatility. So that's why I have him at 5.
Yeah, I didn't include Pooney in these guard rankings. I know we mentioned him in our tackle rankings. I do think he's got a good shot to stick at tackle. But like you said, he's probably a better fit at guard. But I agree with everything you said. I think he's a good one who fires out of his stance. He looks to hurt people, too. He's got a nasty edge when he plays, especially in the run game. But I completely agree. Plays way too high, makes him susceptible to rips and counters. And then I thought the hand placement is still a little erratic, even though he does move people Just want to see him tighten that up. But I had an early round three grade on him when we went through our tackle rankings, and I think that probably plays, and I think he could be a swing tackle for a team in his rookie season.
Yeah, I'm curious where he goes, because I think I'm a little higher on him than most people. I feel like he's a second round player, but like you said, I think he probably ends up going round three at some point.
Yeah,
if you get round four, he's a steal.
Yeah, I think just with the amount of tackles, that like true tackles that there are in this class too, he might get pushed down a little bit. If he's like a guard, maybe a swing tackle type of player, he might get pushed to the third round. But I do think he goes in the first 2 days for sure. But he's a good one. He's, like we said, really nasty edge, which we obviously love out of our offensive linemen. I'm going to talk about another nasty-ass player at my number five. We maybe have to call him my guy as well. It's Cooper Beebe from Kansas State. 6'3", 322, had 31.5-inch arms. So shorter arms, but man, this guy is just like the model of consistency. I actually think at Kansas State, he probably played somewhere closer to 330 plus. He is big on tape, man. I think he dropped a little bit of weight for the combine, and it helped. At the combine, ran 5.03, 175, 10-yard split, jumped 27.5 on the vertical and 9.1 on the broad. So he actually had better athletic numbers than what I think people see on tape. So for me, I actually thought maybe if he gets down to this 322 and plays at this 322 type of weight, maybe he's a little bit better of an athlete on the field. So I'd be curious to see what he ends up actually like playing at. But I'll go into some of his stats. A 90.4 pass blocking grade this season, 79.9 run blocking grade. He's got 4 years of production at guard, and he's also played left tackle and right tackle. He's got just 5 sacks and 39 pressures allowed over 3,100 snaps in college. Also, can we talk about this real quick before I really get into him? The thing I loved about this class too was the experience and the versatility of this class. There are so many players in this class who have played over 3,000 snaps in college. I think that's outstanding, especially for an offensive lineman, and especially in a league where I feel like the offensive line play has gotten much worse over the years. I feel like some of these guys are coming in much more ready-made than a few guys have in the past.
Yeah, for sure. This is an experienced bunch, and I feel like that, even like with Pooney, someone who's played a lot of football,
right?
I feel like that experience is going to lead him to being able to get on the field early. Like, the ceiling may not be as high as some of the other guys, and like it's going to cause him to fall, but you can get guys on day three who can come in and start immediately or at least compete.
Right. So for BB, extremely strong power is really the name of his game. He can move anybody. He did a great job against Devondre Sweat and Byron Murphy when they played Texas. He's got a massive frame. He's very tough to get around. He's got a big barrel chest, and he's got a strong lower half. Even though he doesn't always play with the best leverage, he is very, very strong in his anchor. He gets his feet in good positions on run plays to open up lanes. He's got excellent football IQ to locate twists and stunts. He's always looking for an unblocked man. I actually think he may end up being a better center than guard just with his football IQ and maybe some of the limited athlete that he is, and just that power profile. I think he actually may end up being a center at the next level. It'll be interesting to watch out for him. For the negatives for me, the lack of elite foot speed, I think, could be an issue. And like I said, he dropped 10 pounds. It looked like for the combine, he was moving really well. He could play at that 320 range instead of playing at that 330 plus and maybe have a little bit better foot speed. His acceleration is just average. He's mostly going to be a man or a gap scheme type of player. And then I mentioned the leverage. He's just got to sink his hips a little bit more and really get that true anchor, even though he does really hold up when guys are bullying him or when they're trying to get into his chest. He really can anchor down, but he doesn't sit all the way down. So I just want to see him clean that up. But man, for the deficiencies he has in his overall athleticism, he's just really polished in his technique and his power, and it just plays. And I think it's going to play at the next level.
Yeah, he's an old school interior offensive lineman, just punch you in the face over and over again. Like you said, strength is the name of this guy's game. And I feel like that is almost kind of the reason why I don't think I have him in my top five. I feel like the versatility and scheme wise in particular, it's not there as much as the other guys on the list. I feel like you said, he's going to be a gap scheme type of guy, old school throwback player. And though I know he played a little bit of tackle in college, I feel like this guy is a true guard. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think guard's going to be his home. I don't really think there's going to be much moving him around. I feel like you set him at left guard and just watch him play for like six, seven years. So I think he'll be an average starter, but just missed out on my top five.
Yeah, and I think with the scheme stuff, I think there was a big shift in the last like 5 years where a lot of teams are running zone schemes.
Well, the McVay-Shanahan scheme.
Yeah, and I do think it has started to sort of even out. I think there are a lot of teams that are applying this gap scheme now where you like having the guys pull and really get out and run to make those plays on the backside. So I'd be curious to see where he ends up. I think he's just a model of consistency, honestly. So I have a round three grade on him, early round three, late round two type of grade on him right now. So it'd be very interesting to see where he ends up.
Yeah. I feel like this guy, BB, and the guy I'm going to mention next, they just seem like such Ravens type players. I can see them both. I can see him end up in the Ravens. And
all I thought was Kevin Zeitler when I was watching him. All I thought, that fucking big ass belly running around, that's all I could think about. I'm obviously not comparing him to Kevin Zeitler, one of the best guards for the last 10 years, but I think sort of that similar play style. So who you got at number four?
Yeah, so another one who's kind of just same mold, Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon. He's another just massive, he's one of the bigger centers you'll find. 6'3", yeah. 328. 9 7/8 inch hands and then 32 1/4 inch arms. He didn't really run or anything at the combine, but he had a 32-inch vert and 8'8" broad and 30 reps. This is another one. Power is just the name of this guy's game. He only started 2 years, if I'm not mistaken. At Oregon, I think he even played a little bit on defensive line. I heard 1 year because
they his freshman year in their bowl game, he played defensive line.
That's pretty badass. You gotta love that's awesome. You gotta love that shit. But for him, like I said, that size and just power profile, he's another one, just a throwback interior offensive lineman. I feel like nowadays the linemen are kind of getting a little smaller and more mobile, and this is just not that. He is just heavy-handed as they come. He does a great job of just really subtly manipulating bodies on the interior. He's not a flashy guy who's going to be like moving and like running all around the field. He does subtle movements that really help win in the run game. He's another one. He's a tone setter and just an absolute bully too, which you got to love. But I think his best trait for me, at least, and I think it was showcased best at the Senior Bowl, is just his ability to recover, man. This guy's recoverability. So he's not the quickest. So sometimes like those quick interior rushers, especially in the 1-on-1 to the Senior Bowl, they'd be able to get a step on him off the snap. But even when they like either get in his chest first or have a step off the edge, his ability to sink his hips and just anchor down and snatch them down is fucking impressive. Even when he loses originally, he finds a way to win. I think that's a trait that's really valuable as a center, especially because you don't want people getting pushed up. I feel like you want to create a clean pocket for your quarterback, especially up the middle nowadays. I feel like quarterbacks can really escape out wide. They like rolling out and throwing, but when you have a dirty pocket up in your face, it really just makes your life a whole lot worse. So I think that trait for him is his moneymaker, his bread and butter. On the negativity, he's got some athletic limitations. I don't think he has the best range. I know a lot of people have talked about how he does have really good range. I personally don't see it. I feel like that kind of limits him to a gap scheme. I think he can also, for him, I think he can play center or guard, but I feel like scheme-wise, you really want him in somewhat like a man gap scheme where he can just do what he does best. He can be a little bit of a head dropper too. I feel like he whiffs on a little bit too many blocks, especially when he's on the move trying to climb. And in pass protection, he's, like I mentioned, he's a little bit late with his punch. I feel like that timing and suddenness isn't quite there, which forces him to show off that recoverability. So for me, I think he's going to be a fringe first rounder, maybe a second round player, but he's going to be a starter from day one and probably be a starter for a good amount of time.
Yeah, I have Jackson Powers Johnson at three. Really good player, like everything he said. I'll go through some of the numbers, too. Had a 90.6 pass blocking grade, had an 85.2 run blocking grade this year, and over the past two seasons as a starter, 1,200 snaps, zero sacks allowed, and only three pressures. So just an excellent back-to-back season for him. This is a former wrestler in high school, too. We love our wrestlers in the offensive and defensive line. I think that's a big plus for him, and I think that shows in his grip strength, which is excellent, and his recovery speed, too. I think that those, like, he's not, like, a great lateral, like, mover, but I think in those quick twitch type of movements where he has to quickly recover, I think that is where he's a functional athlete. So I think that does play. Like you said, power is by far the name of his game. His hands and his grip strength are awesome. They're always working and even reworking when he gets swiped. I know you said you didn't love him like getting to the second level. I actually think he's pretty good getting to the second level, and I don't think it's a product of his athleticism. I think this is a guy that really understands angles and where running backs want to play. So I think he does a great job of setting up angles to create holes for his running backs. And then the last thing, this guy plays with a tough temperament, man. He plays hard. He looks to finish people, which obviously we love. And honestly, this is a group that I think all of these guys play extremely hard. There were a lot of guys that were looking to finish people in the second level. There was not a lot of soft players in this group, which we really can appreciate. The negatives for me, like you said, the lateral movement is just average. He can get beat by quick interior players and not getting his reach block fast enough. You also mentioned this. He can expose his chest too quickly. I think he tries to maybe out-muscle everybody a little bit at the college level, and you just can't really get away with that at the next level. And then the last thing, 9 penalties this year. Can definitely get grabby when he exposes his chest and just not getting hands on people. So keep sliding the feet, get your hands out in front, and get that cleaned up, because 9 penalties as a center is pretty rough.
Yeah, it's a high number for sure.
Yeah, so I agree. I do think this is a player that ends up in the back end of round one, and I do think he's a day one starter for whatever team takes him. All right, I'll go to my number 4. I got Zach Frazier from West Virginia. 6'3", 313, 32.25-inch arms this past season. 77.9 pass blocking grade, 73.2 run blocking grade. He's got 4 years of production at center and at guard. In 4 years, just 5 sacks and 48 pressures allowed with over 3,200 snaps in college. Again, we talk about the experience playing multiple positions and then playing for a long time, obviously, in college. This is another wrestler. This is a four-time state champion wrestler. He's also a 3-time captain at West Virginia, and he's a 2-time All-American. So this dude just brings unbelievable pedigree to whatever NFL team takes him. He fires out of his stance. He's got great leverage, great pad level when he sets up. His grip strength is awesome. Talk about the wrestlers. Their grip strength is always awesome. He rarely has anybody ever swipe his hands away. It really shows that elite wrestling background. He's tough in the run game. He can redirect defensive linemen to create lanes for running backs. Very high IQ center. He makes a ton of calls at the line of scrimmage. He always knows where blitzes are coming from. He feels comfortable picking up stunts and twists. He never feels panicked. He's always in control. So we really like that. For the negatives, he's another one. Can be a little bit of a head ducker. He could completely take himself out of plays with that. Just got to keep that head up, keep that back straight. The lack of elite length and athleticism can make it tough one-on-one versus quicker defensive linemen. So I do think he's got enough functional athleticism to play at the next level and be a good starter, but just a little bit negative there. And then just needs to clean up the hand placement a little bit. Can get erratic. I think he's another one. Just trusts his grip strength and his overall play strength a little bit too much. And like we said, at the next level, guys are quicker, guys are faster, guys are stronger. So just got to clean up those technical things to make sure you really play really well at the next level.
Yeah, so Frazier was number 3 for me. I love a lot of what you said. I just want to mention 11-inch hands. I'm not sure if you mentioned that. This guy's got fucking paws for all.
That's awesome.
And I think that just shows in the grip strength. We mentioned he's a wrestler. I feel like I heard that his whole mom's sides were like wrestlers and his whole dad's side were football players. And that is the recipe for an offensive lineman. Yep. That and be able to carry 300 pounds in your frame. Love to see that. I think I agree with a lot of what you said. I think I like his athleticism a little bit more than yours. especially like just that lateral quickness. I think he's tailor made for like inside zone runs. His ability to get out when guys aren't like lined over his face and just be able to just block on the move. I feel like he does a great job attacking like the inside hip to really redirect defenders in front of him. You mentioned the grip strength, obviously. I think that his timing when it comes to combo blocks and like passing off stunts and twists and then advancing to the second level, I think it's excellent. On the negatives, one thing I think his core strength is really, it's got to get improved. He gives up a little too much ground when it comes to anchoring. I feel like he gets pushed back in the quarterback's face quite a bit. That being said, he always stays engaged and he always stays in front of the defenders. So he doesn't really allow many sacks like you mentioned with the numbers, but I feel like he just dirties the pocket up a little too much. I think if he can really kind of nip that in the bud and just not give up so much ground, get cut that in half, I think it'll really go do wonders for his pass protection. And then in pass pro too, when he has to like kind of set wide, his feet can get a little like tangled up. I don't think it has to do with his overall athleticism. Maybe he just gets a little clumsy at times, but it's a little worrisome. And then you mentioned the shorter arms. I think it really affects him when he has to reach, when his athleticism doesn't get the job done, and when he has to recover. So, but overall, I think he's a day one starting center. I don't really like him as much at guard as I would at center. I think center is going to be his home in the NFL, and he's someone who can be scheme dependent too, which I love.
Yeah. You mentioned that core strength and that core flexibility, and you're talking about him giving up ground. I forget where I was reading this, but somebody had something similar like that, and it was like, even when he loses slowly, which I thought was funny, which I thought really showed in his play, like you said. So that was interesting. But yeah, I agree. I think this guy is a true center. I loved his football IQ. You see him making calls every single play. You really see him directing the rest of the offensive line of where pressure is coming from. So really love to see that. Tua number one, I assume we have the same two players. So you got a number one, and who you got a number two?
Number two, I have Troy Fatanu, and number one, I got Graham Barton.
Okay, so I have them flipped. So you talk about your guy, Graham Barton, here.
Oh, fucking thank you. Yeah, Graham Barton.
Let me talk about Graham Barton.
That's fucked up. I love this player. So he is a true senior out of Duke. 6'5", 313. He 9 3/8 inch hands, 32 7/8 inch arms. He didn't test at the combine, which is a little unfortunate. I think he would have done really well. But this is such an experienced player. He has, I believe, 37 starts at left tackle and 5 starts at center. So he's another one, like we mentioned, I feel like it's a theme of the day. He's played so much football. I think his home's going to be guard or center in the NFL, but he's someone that if you're in a pit, like we said about Pooney, if you really need it, you can kick him out in a pinch. He'll be able to get the job done for a game or two. This is surprising. He's a gritty fucking player, dude. I feel like a lot of people kind of pigeonhole him as like a finesse player. He plays through the whistle, play in, play out, and he's trying to put players through the ground. I feel like he ends up like putting guys on the ground consistently on tape, and I feel like the way I compared it, he looks like a bouncer dragging people out of the club. he just keeps his feet moving constantly, and he's just violent with it. He's on the move, I think, is his best ability. His ability to square defenders up on the move, and then, like I said, keep his feet driving. That grip strength inside, really good. I love that about him. He's also someone who he can pull and climb the second level with ease. That's why I really wish he tested. I feel like his athleticism would have been fantastic, and teams really would have been impressed with him. I feel like the league's going to be higher on this guy than the media, because you don't hear people talk about him at all. I feel like out of this whole lineman class, he's probably the name I hear get brought up the absolute least. I feel like no one talks about him for some reason. Finally, talk about anchor and flexibility. This guy has that in spades. The arch he gets to his back to activate his hips and just anchor down is impressive. I think versus Jared Verse would get in on his chest because he has the length, and that's what Jared Verse does. He plays through people's chest, and he was able to shut that down quick. I think it was ultra impressive. Some of the negatives, I think the lack of length, Obviously, if he was longer, he'd be, I think he'd be a left tackle prospect if he had those 34 plus inch arms. He does not. I think it'll be hidden a little bit at, in the interior, but he's still more of a catcher than a puncher. He doesn't have like those violent quick hands to like really attack someone in, as a pass protector. And then also he can, he gets a little bit overzealous. He can play over his skates a lot. He ends up on the ground a little bit too much. I don't think it's a product of a balance issue that's really worrisome. I think it's more so just playing within himself. He's got to kind of tone it down a little bit. And then lastly, he can be a little bit of a reacher as well and a grabber. I feel like it's probably, especially being out on an island with a little bit shorter arms, definitely wasn't helping him. But I think he's had 7 penalties each of the last 2 years, so got to cut that down. But overall, this is a guy, he reminds me of Joe Tippmann a little bit, just with his height and just ability to block on the move. I really, really like him at guard. I think he can play center. Obviously, he's done it before, but I think this is a guy who can be a Pro Bowl guard.
Yeah. When I was watching him, he is not the same level of prospect as Peter Skoronski was last year, but I feel like I was having the same discussions with myself. Like, this is a guy that, like, I feel like some teams like could give a tackle shot to. So I think he's an all pro type of interior player, but I think this is a guy that you could throw a tackle, especially maybe in training camp and in preseason, just to see what he's got. And then if you make necessary adjustments, move him inside, it is what it is. But I would like to see him get a shot at tackle, maybe at least for a little bit. But what you said, outstanding. Mahler in the run game, he gets to the second level so easy. I don't see you. You're talking about people saying he's a finesse player. I don't see finesse at all in this game.
Yeah, dude, literally not even. I think it was Connor Rogers actually. Shout out Albany. But he was saying that on NBC. I was like, what? I was like,
yeah, dude, this guy looks to fucking detonate people in the second level. I think some of his penalties, I didn't obviously watch every single one of his penalties, but I do remember watching the Florida State game. And he was getting very chippy after the whistle. So I think maybe some of those penalties might be after the whistle. That was one thing I mentioned over summer. Like, just got to keep down in distance and time in the game in your head, too, because those 15-yard penalties, especially late in the game, can really hurt you if you get an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty or something like that. I really like what you said, so I'm not going to really go into much more. I also saw a former lacrosse player in high school too, and I think that shows in his athletic movements. You could just see he was just a true athlete in high school, which I really love. Some of the weaknesses why I have him a little bit lower is the arm length, and then is just power rushers I thought could push him back a little bit. I thought that anchor needs to get a little bit tougher and stronger, but man, I would love it. If this guy falls to the second round for somebody, just an awesome player and an awesome pick. All right, I'll talk.
If he falls in the second round, I'm going to be fucking pissed. I don't see how this guy gets out of the first round.
It's a lot of offensive linemen, man.
There are. You're right.
All right. Let me talk about Troy Fautanu. That's the most annoying name switch up ever.
Is it worse than Fuanga with an N, even though there's no fucking N?
No, I refuse to do that one because there's no N. Troy Fautanu, 6'4", 317, out of Washington, 34 and a half inch arms. That arm length really surprised me, and I think it surprised a lot of media and scouts at how long he actually was. I think that was a big thing over summer. We were talking about maybe he had shorter arms, but that arm length really plays, and I think he actually could end up being a left tackle. But if he's not, this guy's going to be an unbelievable guard. 88.2 pass blocking grade this past season, 61.9 run blocking grade. 2 sacks and 23 pressures allowed. Last year, he allowed 0 sacks and 15 pressures. So just great back-to-back seasons. This was a high school volleyball player. And another one, it shows in his athleticism and that quick twitch type of moves that you need to play volleyball, getting up and down on the court. It really shows. He's just an outstanding mover. He's got great feet to slide and mirror. And he shows that quick twitch of playing volleyball and playing other sports. You saw it during the combine. I mean, he was moving at a different speed than the rest of the offensive linemen in his group during the position drills. And I think teams were noticing that. And I think he's really getting bumped up into that mid-teens type of range in the first round. His flexibility is A plus. It allows him to stay on balance and pass pro. He plays with great leverage, a really good pad level. He's got quick, active hands that pack a punch. And like I said, the length numbers were a real plus. And for him, I think he could play in any scheme. He is an explosive puller. He gets to the second level in a hurry, and he is one who always looks to strike and strike hard in that second level, especially if it's a secondary player. He looks to destroy people out in the second level. Some of the weaknesses right now, the hand placement can use a little work. I think he's better in the second level with his placement and with his strikes. And then when he's just one-on-one with an edge, I think that he can miss the strike zone a little bit and not have great grip. He can also get a little over-aggressive. He's a little juiced up, gets him over his cleats and a little off balance, especially in the run game. I think he's really trying to push and move forward in the run game. Just want to stay a little bit more patient there. And then in pass pro, it shows up too, and he can set a little too quickly, and then he gets beat inside. But man, this guy has got so much upside with his length and his feet. I think this guy's going to be an awesome, awesome pro.
Yeah, I agree. I think I still maintain, despite the 34-plus inch arms, I think this guy's main home is going to be at guard. I think that's where his potential is going to be maximized. You said it. The tone setter in the run game, he, like you said, he wants to hit hard and hit true. He wants to kill people.
Yeah.
And his ability, he's another one. I love his ability to pull and climb on the move. I think in today's game, it's a space game. So many screens and manipulated plays like that. I think it's a real asset to have an offensive lineman who can lead block like that. We see it firsthand with AVT. I think that's kind of who my comp is for this guy. And you said like just his overall athleticism, that combine performance is so impressive, and it's more so than the testing, just the drills.
He was just
silky smooth, man. Really clean mover. And I personally like his balance as a blocker. I think in pass pro, that's really where he gets iffy. And to me, that's what makes me think he's better at guard. I think when he's on an island, he can reach a lot and it kind of plays over his toes a little bit. And I think he lets blockers get in on his chest, which surprisingly, I don't think it's a length issue. Maybe it's a timing and his punch issue. I'm not entirely sure. But I think when he's trying to sustain blocks for a long period of time, that's when his hands kind of drift outside a little bit. So I think this is another one similar to Graham Barton. I think he could be a Pro Bowl guard. And he's someone who the versatility is really impressive because I think he can kick out easier than Graham Barton, considering the length and just overall athleticism. But really good football player, and he's someone who will be a first-round pick too.
Yeah, let me ask you, if you think he goes, and let's say he goes like 16 or 17, you think he gets a shot to play tackle first? I guess it depends on the team, obviously.
I would assume. It really just depends on the team. I feel like people are kind of, like people are talking about him in like top 15 now. I think that I feel kind of to pump the brakes a little bit. I don't know if this happens all the time, right? People have great combine performances and we get talked up a little bit, but I think it really depends on where he ends up. I think if he goes to a team like, let's say Dallas, I think he probably plays left tackle.
Hmm.
I think they probably leave Tyler Smith at guard. But I mean, I don't know. It's tricky. It really depends on if he goes to Seattle, like he's not playing tackle.
Just for listeners, the way I had him ranked with my tackles, he would have been my tackle 6. He would have been right behind Amarius Mims and right ahead of Tyler Guyton in that sort of range. I don't know where he and Barton maybe end up for you.
I don't really look at it. I don't really do my grading based on that. I don't know. I feel like if he was a tackle, I think I like him a little bit less than Jordan Morgan, to be honest with you. I think I like him as a guard.
Interesting.
I think his tools fit better at guard.
Okay, that's fair. All right, let's run through our top fives, and then we'll talk about some guys who just missed.
Yeah, so one, I got Graham Barton from Duke. 2, Troy Fatanu from Washington. I think I fucked it up. I don't know.
It's okay.
3, Zach Frazier from West Virginia, the center. 4, Jackson Powers Johnson, the center from Oregon. And 5, Dominic Pooney, the tackle/guard from Kansas.
Nice. So I had Troy Fautanu from Washington at 1, Graham Barton from Duke at 2, Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon at 3, Zach Frazier from West Virginia at 4, and then Cooper Beebe from Kansas State at 5. Who are some guys outside that you want to talk about?
So I'm going to talk about the center from Georgia, Cedric Van Pran. He was a three-year starter for them. He won two natties. He's a gritty player, and I love that about him. I feel like he's got really good hands, strong grip, and he's powerful. The reasons why he missed out on my top five, he's another one who's just really he's a stiff athlete. His feet are kind of slow, and I think that leads him to be kind of a gap-only type of center. He's someone I feel like if he can fall into day three, you're going to get a steal out of him. And he may have to redshirt a year. I don't think it matters. I think it's an investment that's going to pay off, especially years two, three, and four of a rookie contract.
Yeah, you don't get on the field at Georgia unless you have good football IQ, which he definitely does. You see it when he plays. And just a gritty, like, winning attitude. So I agree. If he's day three, I think this is a guy that I would even feel comfortable like putting out there in certain situations in his rookie year, just because of his overall experience. But yeah, I had him a little lower. I had him at 8. Love his hands, but I think the footwork gets a little shaky. And he's another one. He's a big time head ducker, so I want to keep that head up. I'll talk about Christian Haynes here from UConn. He was my number 6 interior offensive player. He's got tools, man. He's really good getting into his stance. He moves like a natural, plays really good balance, excellent pad level. He's one who's got really good posture when he moves around the football field. He's got some twitchy movements, especially when he gets to the second level. Like, he can really run, and he looks to finish runs tough too. And the reasons I had him outside, I think he just needs to get a little bit more power in his game, and I think he needs to get used to the strength of the NFL game. I watched that NC State, which is first game of the season. So, obviously, he improved a little bit about this. But I thought he struggled with some of their power guys on the interior. So, want to see him get more comfortable against NFL defensive linemen. And he can also get a little grabby, especially when he gets to the second level. He's kind of in a hurry when he gets to the second level. Just want to see him play a little bit more patient.
Yeah, he's got great grip strength too, and he annoys people. I think Mekhi Wingo who ripped his helmet off and tried killing him with it.
Yeah,
that was, it's good. That's how you know you get your good interior offensive lineman getting under skin like that. So that was fun to see.
Yeah. Anybody else you want to touch on before we get out of here?
No, I think we're good. I think we touched on a good amount of guys, and it's a good class. I'm curious to see the order they come off the board in.
Yeah, should I talk one more?
Talk one more. Talk your game, King.
I'll talk one more. I'll talk about Christian Mahogany from Boston College. 6'3", 314. Did outstanding work at the Shrine Bowl. He's got 3 years of production, too, at both guard positions. In the last 3 years, just 4 sacks and 29 pressures allowed. He missed all of 2022. He tore his ACL. He was working out at home in, like, a freak accident, apparently, which was brutal to hear. So hopefully he's recovered nicely from that. But he's got a really strong frame. He's got good punch. He's got real power in his hands. Good puller. He's another one. He's looking to maul people in the second level. The reasons I have him outside, he is so chaotic on the football field, man. His hands and his feet are just everywhere. He's just trying to hit anything that moves. And honestly, it comes at the detriment to his team sometimes. And he doesn't play with the best knee bend or leverage. He's already a little bit deficient in his lateral quickness, and that really hurts him against speed rushers. But he's another one. He's got tools, and he's got power, and he's got that want and that grit to play. So this is another one. I think if he gets to day three, I think this could be a good upside pick for a team.
I like it.
All right, my man. Good stuff. That's going to wrap it up for us here on Between Two Tackles. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed our interior offensive line rankings. Stay locked in with us. Got a lot of good rankings coming up. We got the linebackers. We got tight ends. Got running backs. Got safeties. Going to try to fit in a mock or two in there. Got a My Guys episode right before the draft. Our final big board's coming out. So a lot of stuff
also,
going on before the draft.
We may be having a visitor one of these next few weeks, so who knows?
No, shh. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay. We'll see.
As always, please rate and subscribe to the pod and follow our Twitter at @2Tackles2. You can also find us on underdogpodcast.com and stick with us as we head towards this 2024 NFL draft. Ray, my friend, appreciate you.